Shir Hashirim, Perek Vav, at the end, Posuk Yud. That's what it seems, okay? Yeah, maybe we'll finish it today. Mizeis Hanishkofa Kamo Shochar. Who is this one, Hanishkofar, who, Nishkofa means to look, Hashkifo Mishomai Murei, who looks down, Kamo Shochar, like the dawn. Yofo Kalavona, beautiful, as beautiful as the moon, Borokachamo, as bright as the sun, Ayumo Kanidgolois, as fearful, as awesome, as, I guess, the angels. So we're in the midst of saying how the praises of Hashem Rashi says at the end of the last pasuk, "Ro bonois es Yisrael big duloso vayashruho umahi kilus." And this is the kilus of Klal Yisrael. Ooh. Okay. Let's see. So now this is the umos ha'olam. We always have to get who mi amar lemi. They say, you know, who
to who.
What?
Who to who?
Yeah, who said to who? So, okay. Mizois hanishkofo kimoi shochar, yofo kalavono, aiboro kachama yumukimko. So look at Rashi. Mizois hanishkofo, olenu, who is looking from a high, mimokam gavoa, who's looking at us from a high place? This again seems to be the umas ha'olam, the nations of the world talking. La nomuch kuya hashkofo, when you look from above to below, it's called hashkofo. Because the pasuk says Hashkifo Mishamayim, you look from up above down. That's called Hashkofa. Kach Beis Hamikdash Gavoha Mikol Haaretz. So too, the Beis Hamikdash is higher than all the other lands. Okay, so he's looking. So who is this looking down from the Beis Hamikdash? Kimei Shochar, like the dawn. Heilechu Meir Me'at Ma'at. Yeah, they are gradually Ma'at Ma'at, little by little. They're going and they're lighting, I guess, lighting the world. Kach hoyu Yisroel. This was what the Klal Yisroel was compared to. Bavai Yisheni. Batchila Zerubovel Pachas Yehuda Veloy Melech. In the beginning, Zerubovel was like a ruler, but he wasn't a melech. Zerubovel, when he came back from Bovel, he was like a governor of sorts. Voyu Mishabodim Leforas. They were still subjugated to Persia and to Greece. Then the Hashmonoim, the family of the Hashmonoim, beat it, the Yevonim, I guess, who were controlling Eretz Yisrael, and that they came like, they became kings. Until then, they were just, a governor means that there's someone above you. Let's say the governor of the state, so the president officially is the president of the country, or the king of the country, and then there are governors, people who are in charge of certain divisions. So Klal Yisrael was like that, but that's Kimoy Shochar. So what does that mean? What's the comparison? It says that when they came back from Bovel, that Zerubovel was not a melech. There was no melech because they were Meshubodim leporas v'yovon to Persia and Greece. Then, when the Hashmonoim chased the Greeks out of Eretz Yisrael, then they had kings. The Hashmonoim took the Melucha. That was a different discussion. But what? Why is this Kimo Shochar? Who's looking down from the Beis Hamikdash like light? I guess what it means is that
Me'at Me'at. Oh, you got to pay attention to every word. Rashi says Kimo Shochar. How does the morning light work? The midday light of the sun is intense. It's all over. It's right there. Mm-hmm. The morning light goes gradually. It gets a little right. You see, first it's dark. Then it starts to get Amud HaShachar. Then a little bit. Then a little more. A little more. A little more. And even when the sun rises, or we don't know exactly what the sun rises even considered, but then it takes time till it spreads out completely. So the cloud, these are the goyim, the umos ha'olam, praising Klal Yisrael in the second Beis Hamikdash, because when they came back
So first there was Zerubbabel was like a governor, was in charge, but he wasn't a melech, because Yovan and Poras were still controlling Eretz Yisrael. Then they were Meshubodim, Yovan and Poras. Achar kach nitzchum, the Hashmonoim beat them, chased them out, and then they became kings. So what he's saying is the light from the Beis HaMikdosh developed gradually. When it first came back, Zerubbabel came back and they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdosh. So there wasn't the ultimate light because there was still they didn't have kings yet. But then, because they were controlled by Poras and Yovan, but then when they finally chased out the rulers, right, the Hashmonoim by Hanukkah, so then the light shone bright. So that's what he says. That's the Klal Yisrael. There's a light unto the world, but our light is only maximized. Even when we're governed and governed by us, but controlled by someone else, there's still light, but it's only a gradual light. And it got bigger and bigger until finally, when did it shine? When we had the Beis HaMikdosh, we restored the Beis HaMikdosh, when everything was pure, they retired everything, they reinstituted the full glory of the Beis HaMikdosh. The second Beis HaMikdosh didn't have the full glory of the first, but it certainly had much more once they got the enemy out of there. So that's why it's a gradual process. Ayuma kanit golois. So he said, Yofa kalavona, beautiful as the moon. I wonder if that's also a comparison. How does the moon shine?
Through the sun.
What?
Sun.
What?
Off of the sun.
But how do we see the moon shine? Gradually. Rosh Chodesh, you can't see a moon. Well, maybe the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the first night, the second night, whatever, all of a sudden you see a sliver. Then it grows. So that's the...
Then it disappears.
Okay, but that's it. But in the meantime, well, look, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed also. But yeah. But then it okay, so that's also so it's Mises Hanishkofa looking down from the Beis HaMikdosh Kemoi Shochar like the gradual breaking of the dawn Maat Yofa Kalavona beautiful as the moon, which is also becomes more and more beautiful, so it's a cycle. That's the Bora Kachamo, as bright as the sun, I guess eventually. Rashi doesn't say anything on that one. I guess eventually, because Ayuma Kandolos, feared as the angels. Let's see what that means. Ayuma Bigiboreho. The strong people, the mighty men, are feared. Kanidgolos Shamalochim, like the legions of kings. In other words, the Klal Yisrael had not only this light unto the world, this shining light, but they also had, they also were feared. Once the Klal Yisrael reached that position of enlightening the world, there's fear like an army, kedidgolei shamalochim, like the armies of kings. Kol zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekalei, says Knesset Yisrael, yofat reyosi kisirtso v'chol inyan adkan. Oh, so I made a mistake. This Rashi says, I said, because the last Rashi said, Vayashruo, and it says, Umahi, it says, Ru'ua bonois, es Yisroel bigdulo. So the other nations saw, Vayashruo, and they said her praises. So now he says, what are the praise? But Rashi over here, so I don't know how you mayashiv the two, but Rashi over here seems to say that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. We thought this was the Umas HaOlam talking. I mean, I don't know if it makes a difference, but it's better. Look how Kodesh Baruch Hu is praising Klal Yisrael. He says, you know, you're this gradual light, and as it unfolds, you become like the light of the sun, like the light of the moon, like a shining light.
In the same pasuk it changes?
No, this is the previous pasuk. I don't understand, because it said Ruah Bonis es Yisrael Bigdulosa Vayashruha, and they praised her. Umahi Kilusan, what's their praise? So it sounds like this is their praise, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it over. I don't know, but Rashi here seems to say clearly, Kol zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekalei es Knesset Yisrael. Hashem is praising Knesset Yisrael. Yofa at rayosi kisirtso, you are beloved like someone who's rotsui. Chol inyan adkan, and that's the whole inyan adkan. This is all about praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Klal Yisrael. That in itself is
That in itself is something, you know. They came back from Boville, they weren't exactly in the best shape. They came back with foreign wives. There were all kinds of things it says in Ezra. And they certainly were not on the highest level. Yet we learned that Pasuk, I think, that Hashem said he's afraid to give them the Aron, the Kapiros, and the Kruvim, because he's afraid it'll cause him a Chiba Yaseira. He'll be overwhelmed with love as he was in the first place of Mikdash, and that will cause him to rebel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilo says his love for Klal Yisrael in their reduced matzav, not when they're in their greatest spiritual glory, but they came back from Babel and this, and they built the second base of Mikdash, was not the same as the first. But he says, I still am afraid. If I let you have all these, the Orim, the Kapiros, the Kruim, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it because I have such a love. And he has a love, and he expresses this love. He praises Klal Yisrael, and he looks to them. And even though, at the beginning, because if we know our history, we don't have to know history, we have to know about the story of Hanukkah. We know that at this time there was a lot of assimilation, right? The Yevonim wanted to not convert, not to kill them, but to convert them to their religion. And they became what they call Hellenized. They became, you know, they subscribed to the Greek philosophies and this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking at such a Klal Yisrael, and he's praising them. You're the light unto the nations. I mean, that's what it says. From on high, from the Beis HaMikdash, you shine a light. You're a gradual light. Until the Beis HaMikdash was rededicated, you were just a little light. We're dark. We're joining the enemy. We're being influenced by their hashkofa, by their actions, by their philosophies. No, you're still a light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, when you're in a diminished matzav, and you're still assimilating, you're still a light to the world. I wonder, I'd just like to suggest, if this doesn't apply today to assimilated Jews as well. That I could, they couldn't take that. He shivered when I said that. because there was assimilation there. They were taking on the Greek ideas. So I said, Pshat is like this. They have the midas of Avraham Avinu. Of course, they're exceptions. Look, the Maisa, if a Jew does something inappropriate, it's front page news. If a Goy does something inappropriate, it's back page news. Right? Why? Okay, there's a bias against the Jew, but why? What's the rational justification? I mean, I don't know if it's a conscious or subconscious. We expect more. They are the light unto the nations. Every bit of morality that's left in the world, and it's quickly disappearing. You know, you leave it to the Congress, or at least to the House of Representatives, it'll disappear very quickly. You know, and
if they'll open up,
what?
If they'll open up,
yeah. If the government opens up, yeah. But what is it? But we're still, you know, they expect more from us, because we are, even in our worst matzovim. We're the light unto the nations. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising us for that now. That's very interesting. Okay, let's see if we can do another pasuk. It doesn't look like we'll finish. Okay.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. It just totally slipped my mind.
You know. Okay. Yeah. So then the last pasuk. The last pasuk. So what does he say? What did he say? He says,
we
yeah.
Didn't date it.
So he said there, yeah. I said, he said, again, as it goes, your rabbi, he went down to the garden of egoism, which is walnuts, to see and the wetness of the plants, to see if the vine had blossomed, if the remoinim had sprouted. So Rashi says he comes to see the Maisim, look for Maisim Tovim in Klal Yisrael, if there's Talmid Chachomim, if there's Sofrim, if there's teachers. Hey, Netzur, Minim, Kaimim Mitzvahs, they see my Kaimim Mitzvahs going, Lomanim Shli Yisrael Egois, why is the Klal Yisrael compared to a nut, a walnut? It looks all wooden on the outside. You don't see what's inside. So you crack it open. You find compartments of food. They don't see on the outside. They misporim lahachris al shifum, and they don't announce the beauty that's inside. Bedaktoi, look inside. That's the Klal Yisrael. On the outside, you look at them because they're modest. They don't show their greatness. It's there. But listen to the next medrash. Oit kam rosh nadova. Mo egos hazeh noifu batit. Just like an egos. Why is Klal Yisrael paired to an egos? Like a walnut. A walnut falls into the dirt. Ein mashe betoich enimas. It does, the inside doesn't become dirty. Af Yisrael goyle lebein umois. Veloike malkius harbe. Vein maseim nimosim. But their actions still remain undirtied. And I would say that when the Bein HaGoyim sometimes, and certainly in the time that he was talking about, their actions were also affected. But it's not really, they're not really dirty. It's just on the outside. Even the Jew that assimilates, because of the times of the, we're talking about the times of the Bayis Sheni, you know, before they drove them out of, or maybe he's talking about right after, maybe he's talking after already, but whatever it is, but this is a Jew. It's like an egos. It's outside. Inside, the inside remains good. This I have to compare to my story with the squeezing the olive, you know, that story that I said that the Klal Yisrael is compared to an olive. The olive has the most precious oil, but it has to go through. It's the hardest to get out. So too, the Jew has greatness inside, but he has to go through a lot of difficulty to access it. So I said, it means that the greatness is there, just like in the olive. The accessing, the tzoras didn't bring out, didn't create the greatness, they just brought it forth, like the oil in the olive. So somebody painted a picture of me squeezing oil out of an olive, but he had a talus covering my eyes. So someone asked me, why did he do that? So I said, maybe the pshat was because you have to close your eyes. You can't look at what the outside looks like, that dirty walnut on the outside, and the olive, and you have to cover your eyes and cover them with the talus till here so you can't peek. Just squeeze. If you look at what it looks like on the outside, you get the wrong impression. The Jew on the outside and the Jew on the inside are two different people. And even in the worst matzovim, I don't know, the worst says, even though they're bein ha'umais, and we know they're affected bein ha'umais, but they still, that's still there, that purity, that greatness, that godness. And that's what we see, and that's what we mentioned before, when the world holds us to a higher standard. Because, you know, this is the people of the book. Any morality that they have today, is the Judeo-Christian ethic, comes from us. Well, maybe they expect more from us, because, okay, that's what the Jew